With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senators have released a highly anticipated bill that pairs border enforcement policy with wartime aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he won't support a watered-down border security bill to appease President Biden.
The President of the United States opened the border. We documented 64 specific actions that Joe Biden and his agencies have taken to create this catastrophe.
Johnson appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. The Senate expected this week to hold a key test vote on that legislation. Johnson says the House has already passed its own version of a border bill, and that measure is much stronger. Also at SRNNews.com, a second atmospheric river is blasting California.
California's governor declared a state of emergency for multiple counties as a slow-moving storm dubbed a Pineapple Express brought winds gusting over 80 miles per hour and up to 9 inches of rain in some areas, with more rain in Southern California today. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the low-pressure system is moving slowly, which is why the rainfall totals are so high. Meteorologist Mike Wofford.
The combination with the strong winds and the low pressure all kind of combining to really create a very dangerous storm across the area.
Andrew Turner Jr. in San Diego tells KGTV he's still recovering from last week's storm.
I can go for 60 days of dry weather right now. I had enough rain.
I'm Jennifer King.
A Michigan jury has begun deliberations in an unusual trial against a school shooter's mother. Jennifer Crumley is charged with involuntary manslaughter. She's accused of contributing to the deaths of four students in 2021. Prosecutors say Ethan Crumley's parents ignored his mental health. The Dow is down 363 points now. This is SRN News. Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making another visit to the Middle East.
This is Antony Blinken's fifth visit to the Middle East since war erupted between Israel and Hamas on October the 7th. Once again, his mission is to try to bolster moves towards a new ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza, as well as to get more desperately needed aid into the territory. His first stop is Saudi Arabia, which is not directly involved in mediation efforts, but has great influence across the region. Since his last trip, the U.S. has carried out attacks on Iran-affiliated militias in Syria and Iraq.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. Hamas and Israel are publicly at odds over key elements of a potential truce. Israel has dismissed U.S. calls for a path to a Palestinian state, and Iran's terrorist allies in the region have shown little sign of being deterred by U.S. strikes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.